Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging around with me, for staying with me. If you've been listening and for tuning in, if you just got here, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you with us. I'm excited about having our good friend Renee Schaff back on the show. Renee is Vice President for Retirement and Investor Services at the Principal Financial Group in the great state of Iowa. And she's been joining us now for a long time, bringing us examples, some of their folks that they've identified that are examples of people who figured out how to offer some of the best benefits, healthcare, retirement, insurance, for their employees. They figured out how to do it and how to save money and how to make sure that their employees are happy with where they are and with what they're getting from the company, and doing it in a very efficient and effective way. And Renee, I always appreciate you being here. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And you brought along a new friend, haven't you?
I did. I brought along Jim Albertson.
Go ahead.
He is from Central Iowa Power Cooperative, and he's here in Des Moines.
And he's a manager of human resources there, right?
Correct.
Hey, Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
And it's just a coincidence that he's in
Iowa. I can pass on some good information for you.
It's just a coincidence, Renee, that he's in Iowa, right?
That's exactly right. It is just a coincidence. We look for winners nationwide. That's
tell
right.
Tell us about Principal's 10 Best.
Okay. Every year, Jim, we conduct a nationwide search, and we're looking for the 10 best employers who excel in providing benefits for long-term employee financial security. And we have an independent panel of judges who make the final selection of the 10 best. And they're looking for strengths in the areas of retirement benefits, health benefits, and risk protection. They're also looking for creativity in the way that the benefits are offered to people and the strength of their communication programs. And we just found a fabulous slate of winners for 2006, and we're excited to repeat the process for 2007.
And you're just now kicking off, going to be soon kicking off the 2007 list, right?
That's exactly right. That'll kick off in February, and we'll be taking nominations.
So we're wrapping up the 2006s right now.
Right.
Uh-huh. But the report is still available, right, from your website?
Yes. Actually, what we do, Jim, is we interview the winners very carefully, and we look for their best practices, and we publish that information in a best practice guide. And that best practice guide is now available to anybody who wants that, free of charge. And it is chock full of good information about how these 10 best winners are able to provide benefits to their employees without breaking the bank. And it focuses on education and engagement and ease of use of benefits. It's really a good resource.
And what was it about Jim Albertson's group that you liked?
You know, when the judges looked at CIPCO, they were absolutely amazed at this company's ability to provide such strengths in really all three pillars of benefits. They have a defined contribution plan that offers a 3.5% match, and as a result, they have 98% participation in their 401k plan. That is amazing.
And Jim, a defined contribution is not to be confused with defined benefit, right?
Correct.
Tell us about the difference.
Well, the difference is one, the employee and the employer are making contributions to a program whereby the employee gets the money as it's put in and how they're invested. The defined benefit plan is something we define as what they'll receive at the end of their tenure. They retire, and we establish a percentage payout.
And that's kind of a dinosaur in the marketplace today, isn't the defined benefits?
Well, over time, it's becoming a dinosaur, yeah. Eventually, it'll be in the tar pit.
There's still some out there, but not too many brand new ones are being started up. Renee, most of them are the defined contribution type plans.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And that's where if an employee contributes a certain amount, that and they contribute a prescribed amount, that the company does the same thing.
Right.
And but there's no guarantees of how that will result in at retirement.
There is no guarantees, and that's why what we've learned from working with the 10 best, it's so important that the employer take a very active role in helping to educate their employees that really their financial security rests with their own hands, and they need to participate in that retirement plan by making contributions, and they need to understand the investments that are available to them.
It's all part of Americans taking responsibility for their own lives, whether it be our retirement, our investments, our health care, our insurance. Ladies and gentlemen, we're smart people. We can make these decisions on our own. We don't need other people to make these decisions for us. We can always use a little help, but we should ultimately be owning our own lives, making our own decisions. And that's what we're going to talk about some more when we come back with Renee Schaff and Jim Albertson. It's 20 Tales. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Renee Schaff, Vice President of Retirement and Investor Services at the Principal Financial Group, and that's principal.com, right, Renee?
That's right.
P-A-L, principal.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and that's where you can find this 10 best list, folks. I really encourage you to go there. If you... You know, Renee, one of the things that's happening right now in the marketplace is the number one concern small business owners have, the thing that wakes them up at night the most, the thing that they're most worried about is finding and keeping good people. And one of the ways to do that is to do a better job with our benefits. And I know that's a story that's a song that you sing all the time. And I believe, folks, that if you go to get this 10 best report from the principal website, principal.com, and read what these companies, these 10 best companies, you will get some ideas. I promise you, maybe one idea from each one, maybe only one, but all together, you'll get a handful of ideas that I think will help you. Some things maybe you hadn't thought about that you can start doing. Some of them maybe not, they won't cost you a lot of money, that you can start doing that will help you to keep good people, to find good people and hire them and keep them and make them more productive. Jim Albertson, ladies and gentlemen, is with Renee. She's brought him along with her. He's manager of human resources for Central Iowa Power Cooperative. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, Jim, I think it's important to say that you are a nonprofit.
We are a nonprofit.
And so that's important to point out. And so, folks, they have different financial dynamics than you and I do, but still, you still have to compete for people in the marketplace, don't you, Jim?
That's correct, because we... In fact, do hire people who work for investor-owned utilities. So we have this competition, what they offer versus what we need to offer.
Exactly. And so that part of it is no different from everybody else. But, Jim, you've got an incredible retention record that I want you to tell the audience about.
We basically are under 1% per year for turnover here.
How many employees?
We have 122 employees.
Wow. 1% a year.
Losing less than one person per year.
1% a year. That is incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you attribute that to?
We'd like to thank that our benefit package, the way we operate and manage our company, and the people that we look at when we go out and take the time to interview, review their backgrounds, and see how they're going to match with our culture. And once we... just make a decision, bring them in, we're fairly well satisfied that they assimilate into our culture, and we in turn can work with them very well.
So it's more than just the genius of the manager of human resources at CIPCO, right?
Right.
It's more than
like
that, right?
I think it's me, but no, really it's all of us working together. It does make a difference.
Well, folks, this is why... And Renee, I can certainly see why you guys chose Central Iowa Power Cooperative as one of your 10 best. And I mean, that kind of turnover rate is incredible. And of course, you've got to have a good environment. You've got to have a good working environment. And people aren't going to stay just because of benefits. So you got to have a good working environment. But the benefits are a big deal. And what is it that they like about your benefits, Jim?
I think that the fact that, you know, they can look at long-term, we're not changing and tweaking our benefits every time we turn around. We're not changing our vendors every year just to find the lowest cost. We look at what service is provided, and hopefully over time that service dictates a fair and equitable payment on our behalf to them for the provisions that they do. Working with them to figure out how you can keep your costs down, but at the same time try to stay with what's going on out in the industry for the norm and providing benefits.
Mm-hmm.
In turn, communication with the employees, you know, constantly sitting down, listening to what their concerns are so that we can at least incorporate some of those concerns or at least address to them why we cannot do what they would like us to do.
Well, you know, Renee,
make sure that we always spend the time to make available to them the benefits that they want to take and then work with them so that they understand how they're going to benefit them.
You know, Renee, one of the things that companies, I think, should remind themselves of, and I think this is what your 10 best folks are getting, and that's that turnover costs. There's a cost to turnover. There's a cost to attrition because it takes time to hire people. It takes time to train them, to replace people who've left. It takes time to get them back up to speed and get them assimilated into the business, the culture, and everything else. That is an expense that if we don't have to spend, if we have the kind of a turnover rate, low turnover rate that Jim has, that's money that can be put back into the benefits of for the employees, isn't it?
You know, that's exactly right. And taking Jim's situation in particular, he's running at a turnover rate of less than 1%. The turnover for his industry is 15.9%.
Wow.
So imagine the difference to Jim's bottom line for having a very attractive work environment with a set of very solid benefits compared to his competitor down the street that doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to win every time.
What do you? How much do you attribute, Jim, the benefit package to your low turnover rate? How much do you think that comes into play?
I think it comes into play about 40 to 50%.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Balance is, of course, as I had mentioned earlier, the working environment. We are a very, very stickler on safety.
Right.
In fact, we went almost 3 million man hours for our group working in a power industry without any lost time injuries since 1997.
Mm-hmm.
So that in turn, I think, helps set the environment for the people where they know the company cares about not only their financial security, but
right,
also their wellness and livelihood.
Well, and their families know that, and that makes them say, you know, hey, Dad, hey, husband or wife, you know, those people like you. They want to take care of you. That's a good place to stay. You ought to stick it out there. I think that has something to do with it. When we come back, folks, some of us are getting older. Some of us, I won't say who, are getting close to retirement, and we're going to find out what Jim does about all of those folks when we come back after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Renee Schaaf, Vice President of Retirement and Investor Services at the Principal Financial Group. That's principal.com, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L.com. And that's where you can get the 10 best list of companies that, ladies and gentlemen, the Principal Group has decided are doing a wonderful job of providing benefits for their employees, and it's resulting, Renee, in these companies having low turnover, low increases in their benefit expenses like health care and all those things, right?
That's exactly right. They've managed to find the nice balance between the cost of benefits and the payback from having those good benefits.
Speaking of benefits, one of the things, Jim, I'd like for you to tell us about is your experience with health care. That's one of the big challenges that small business owners have these days.
Fortunately, SIPCO is part of a multi-employer association, and because of that, we are able to bring together 16 other rural electric cooperatives in the state of Iowa to combine in unity to provide enough employees and dependents to, when we go out and quote our health care product, get a competitive rate because we have a large group of users.
And that's helping you hold down your costs, isn't it?
That has helped immensely. In fact, we are under the average state rate here in the state of Iowa for health care just for what we would call small businesses.
And folks, what he just described is what I want small business owners to have the ability to do all across the country. And it's what Senator Mike Enzi from Montana, Wyoming, I think it is been proposing for a couple of years. And we've got to get this passed so we can, what Jim just said about his organization, you and I can say about ours. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to get off my soapbox on that one. But that's a big deal. Jim, you just described small business health plans.
That's right. And it is a very effective program. And with unity in numbers, it allows you at least to decide, you know, where you want to go and what you want to do. And with multiple options within the plan, it allows you to pick and choose high premium, high deductible, low deductible,
right,
stop loss, et cetera. But at least you can decide what best fits your program for cost, but the actual program itself is the same.
Right.
There is no variation for the coverages that you get.
Exactly. Jim, 78 million Americans are baby boomers, and they're starting to retire. I bet a goodly number of your employees fit that category. They're in the late 50s, maybe just now turning 60s, and they're approaching retirement. What's your plan for dealing with those? Based on what I suspect, your turnover rate is going to increase a little bit over the next 5 or 6 years. What do you think?
Yeah, on the basis of voluntary turnover, we've got approximately 38% of the employees in the company that in the next 5 to 7 years can leave us if they choose to because they're eligible to retire.
What are you guys doing about that?
Well, number one, we started a succession management program 7 years ago to actually address, you know, where we're going to be looking at replacements for people, trying to develop bench strength, looking at training from within those people to take over the company, and at the same time, looking outside to say, well, how are we changing as an industry, and what is it that the people that we're going to hire to be a lot younger will really want as far as benefits? And we haven't made any benefit changes, but we're beginning to address the future on the basis of what we may have to do. And what we have today may not necessarily be what we're going to provide, let's say, in 5, 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing the younger generations having different interests in benefits, different requirements, demands, that sort of thing? Is that varying between, say, the 25-year-olds and the 55-year-olds?
Yeah, there is a difference between the two in the fact that those that are older, of course, have come through a system where benefits were more or less something that was provided as part of your overall package. You hired on, you spent your 30 years.
Right.
Retire, and this is what you, quote-unquote, are entitled to. Nowadays, most of the youth don't look for entitlement. They look for what's short-term, mm-hmm. what's going to cover them for now, and don't really look long-term because I think they start to say Social Security is something they'll never be able to take advantage of.
Right.
The pension plan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To them, that's not something that exists. And 401k is about the only thing you actually look at is something that they're interested in because it does have value that they can look at today.
Right. Hey,
and
Jim, I've got to
manipulate their dollars to hopefully not take too many risks.
I got to wrap it up, Jim. Give us your website, Jim. Your website, Jim.
Website?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. CIPCO, CIPCO. Net.
And Renee's is principal.com. Renee, thanks for being here. Thanks for introducing us to Jim Albertson.
Well, thank you, Jim.
And we enjoyed it. We appreciate it very much. They'll be back, folks. Renee will for sure. I will be too, but not today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.